Hi, my name is Dakiron, and welcome to my podcast, Mistakes Are Opportunities, Not Failures. So, why do some people fail in life, and why do most people fail to achieve their dreams? It's because they see mistakes as failure rather than an opportunity for growth and expansion. They see mistakes as an excuse to fail rather than motivation to succeed. People fail in life because when it appears that they screwed up, made a bad decision, made a mistake, or lost some money, or their relationships didn't go like they wanted to, etc., etc., they get bitter and angry and play the blame game and rationalize that there must be a conspiracy against them. And they run from pain and vow to never put themselves in a situation where they could ever get hurt again. And that is the recipe for absolute failure. And it is the recipe for dying with your dreams unfulfilled. It is not a recipe for success. But people who do actually succeed in life, who are not only successful financially, but more importantly, are happy and lead fulfilling lives, these are the people who turned their mistakes into opportunities. They turned their temporary failures, even epic failures, into epic successes. And they did that by not falling into the blame game trap, and instead took 100% responsibility for the creation and attraction of that quote-unquote failure situation. They turned debt into motivation to make more money, get out of debt, and achieve financial freedom. They turned unsatisfactory relationships into motivation to become a better person who attracts like-minded people and amazing relationships. They turned situations where they followed the guidance of someone who really wanted, you know, what was best for their own self, not them, which inspired them to learn how to guide themselves in empowered ways, rather than getting advice from idiots who couldn't possibly know what's best for them. Every supposed mistake you make, where there is trauma, heartache, loss, damage, drama, pain, etc., etc., is not a death sentence. These experiences are not tickets direct to certain failure. They are tickets to immense success and love and prosperity if you can perceive them in their proper context. When I was 23, I fell in love with a very strong, artistic, exciting, older woman. And that relationship turned out to be a non-stop roller coaster of deep lows, but at the same time, very high highs, which ultimately hit the classic crescendo where the path of least resistance was to get the hell out of Dodge. Now, was that relationship a failure? Some people would say so, but the wisdom I gained about relationship and psychology and spirituality, and mostly about myself, was absolute priceless gold and diamonds. What about all of the other smaller relationships that didn't quite gel, where I wanted something different than those ladies did? What about my next biggie relationship that had another dramatic ending and classically left me penniless and seemingly alone in a foreign country? Was that relationship a failure? Was I a failure in life because I made quote-unquote bad decisions? Hell no. The wisdom I gained from all of those relationships caused me to seek wisdom and greater levels of spiritual and psychological awareness about myself and other people, about relationship and prosperity and everything in general, which is, in my extremely wise opinion, the very same thing, you know, spiritual and psychological awareness and relationship awareness and prosperity awareness, they're all the same thing. And the proof was in the pudding, because every subsequent relationship that I had greatly improved. Maybe not in a typical sense that humanity judges, you know, of the classical getting married and living happily ever after with 1.2 kids and a white picket fence. But for me and my natural desire for freedom, where no one is making me responsible for their happiness, and I'm not making myself responsible for anybody else's, well, the wisdom gained from those relationships was absolute gold. More gold, more gold. So what about all of the quote-unquote failed businesses and financial endeavors and quote-unquote failed investments where I lost tens of thousands of dollars, even to very close friends, where loyalties were tested, where my money was taken by my supposed spiritual friends, where supposed loyal, committed friends chickened out and became quote-unquote traitors and went over to other companies and took money, and entire businesses were killed by government forces and pandemics, etc., etc. Were all those experiences, were all those quote-unquote failures and business failures justification to play the blame game and be bitter and angry and cry victim and justify failure? For most people, that is the justification and the excuses they use to admit failure. But failure was not their fault, which justifies not risking their money and risking getting hurt again, which justifies giving up and just slinking away into mediocrity and regret. But for me, every disloyalty, every unpaid debt that I will never ever see repaid, every failed business, every betrayal, every loss, every supposed mistake was not a mistake at all. Every business and financial experience was absolute golden education, golden financial success training about business and money and investing, and mostly just like love and relationship education. The money partnerships and business relationship education and wisdom I gained was absolute gold. And that wisdom and education is what makes a person like me a jillion times more self-empowered and wise and confident and ultimately rich. Because you can't really get legitimately rich without becoming rich in wisdom first. Just like you can't become rich in love in the form of loving relationships without becoming rich in love first. Whatever you want to become rich in your life, whether that's money riches or riches of love or riches of connection or riches of relationship or riches of success, whatever you want, a richness of physicality, you've got to become rich in that within first. That means up here. And then the richness of that desire will manifest into your physical life. So turn poorness and lack and scarcity, whatever you desire, into a richness of that desire. Turn problems into resources, challenges into opportunities. If it wasn't for all of the relationship and business challenges that I've had, I would be wouldn't be the extremely wise lover and business person that I am today. If it wasn't for the contrast of experiencing what I do not want and do not like, I would not have the clarity I now have about what I do want and what I do like and want more of. And if it wasn't for the supposed failures, I would not have been inspired to become such a grand success on all levels. On levels of finances, business, relationships, spirituality, you name it. If it wasn't for the dramas and traumas, I would not now know such peace and ease. If it wasn't for the many traps of possession and jealousy, and demands and rules and undesirable experiences from relationships, I would not know the freedom and the joy and the love I now experience regardless of anyone else and their demands. If it wasn't for every undesirable financial experience and business experience and partnership experience, I would not know the freedom and the joy and the clarity and the wealth and the confidence I now have. If it wasn't for COVID killing my travel business, I would not have even looked at the amazing business I am now doing in the investing world that far surpasses my travel business in a thousand ways and was a natural progression and manifestation of my desires for greater levels of wealth and freedom for myself and others, and an easier way to help people achieve that wealth and freedom without having to become salespeople and without knowing anything about business or investing, and help people retire rich rather than having to retire poor and in debt. So, do you get my point? All of your supposed mistakes and alleged failures are grand opportunities for your growth and wisdom, and ultimately your success. If you keep your eyes on the prize, upon your dreams and desires, and turn your attention away from the contrast of what you don't like and don't want that has inspired those dreams and desires, then nothing is a mistake. There's no such thing as a mistake or a failure. Every experience is just one step on the adventure of creation. You're not here to get things done. You're here for the adventure of creating, of creation, of creating your desires into physical reality. The adventure of it, not to just get the results. And getting things done and accomplishing anything or winning the prize is only the reason to go on the adventure. And why do people climb mountains? It's not to get to the top. The reason people like myself climb mountains is for the adventure of getting to the top of the mountain. And getting to the top is just part of the adventure. And so you can see further. So you can see that amazing, amazing view where you can see for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of miles. Because once you get to the top of the mountain, you see a thousand more mountains that are calling you to climb them. And that is how creation is. Once you get to the top of the mountain, there's a thousand more mountains to climb. Once you create one thing, there's a thousand billion million more things to create. Because your journey and your adventure of creation never, ever, ever ends. So I hope you enjoyed this podcast. If you got something from it, please comment, share it with your friends, bless them with these amazing teachings. Remember to subscribe to my YouTube channel if you're watching this on YouTube, so you'll get notifications of future videos. And come visit me at zakiron.com for more self-empowering videos and podcasts and goodies to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator to create whatever you want in your life. My name is Zakiron, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. Thanks again for watching this video or listening to this podcast. I wish you immense joy and abundance on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!